President Trump is making another attempt to reshape federal elections. This time, he has a new executive order that would further restrict who can vote by mail. But many legal and election experts are expecting the courts to stop it. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
President Trump is calling for his administration to use federal data to create lists of adult U.S. citizens in each state. States can review and suggest changes, and according to Trump's order, the U.S. Postal Service would be banned from delivering mail-in ballots to anyone not on those lists.
I believe it's foolproof, and maybe it'll be tested, maybe it won't.
Does the president have any power under the Constitution to change election rules like this?
No, not unless Congress delegates that authority pursuant to congressional power.
Ned Foley is an election law professor at The Ohio State University.
Election rules are set by states unless Congress decides to override state law for congressional elections specifically.
Foley says he expects lawsuits against Trump's order to make their way through the federal courts quickly in this midterm election year. Before signing the order, Trump defended it as a way to stop illegal voting by non-citizens in federal elections, which is already incredibly rare.
This executive order is addressing a problem that does not exist.
Mark Lindemann of Verified Voting, a group that advocates for election security, points out states already have systems in place to make sure only eligible voters receive mail-in ballots and only valid ones are counted.
What I would say about mail voting is that if it ain't broke, don't break it, which is what I fear this executive order would do if put into effect.